The street's been asking for it, so it's time you give them what they want. Instincts, hit them with that A1, unfiltered product.
I guess I can't tell y'all where I'm going till I show you what I come from.
What's good again, y'all? It's your girl, Escape, and you're tuned into the Promote Your Business Show right here on the Starter Radio. We're going to get it on the popping as we always do. I appreciate you walking with your girl tonight. So, while you tuned in listening to your girl, you can also talk to my boy E-Buck, who's on right now with the Big Buck Sports Report on YouTube. Just put in Eric Buckner, Nighthawk, on your YouTube in the search bar, and you can tune in to him so you give you the sports report. And also you can go to Spotify and check out my boy Hugh Lee, the sports guru, with his podcast. That's right, just put in Hugh Lee, sports guru, on Spotify, and you can check out his podcast. That's right. And, you know, there's a lot of businesses that I talk about a lot. And, you know, Gigi's Products is one of them. Gigi's Products has taken a hiatus, and they will be back with some more great products for y'all. For those who have been supporting Gigi's Products, she appreciates it as much as I do. If you heard about it through all the Starting Radio and you went to support Gigi's Products, much appreciated. There was a business I wanted to tell you about. I can't find the business card that I had to tell you about this business. Because this summer, before the summer was over, my niece had a gender reveal, and this person, I'm trying to look for their business card, but this person did the party favors for the gender reveal, and I had their business card, so I can tell you about it. And for right now, I can't seem to find that business card. I don't remember what I did with it at the moment, but her name is Michelle.
Nice.
All I know as of right now, I know she's on Instagram, but I don't know the whole business name to be able to tell you. But I, once I find that card, I will give the information out. What she did was, I'm not a candy apple. You know, as a kid, you're a candy apple person. And you will buy the big candy apple, eat that. Well, I'm not a candy apple person. But she did apples. They were in chocolate. So, being that the gender reveal, she had the pink with the baby on it, blue with the baby on it. The color, because the gender reveal, pink and blue, Rice Krispie Treats. And she had the gumballs, the pink and blue gumballs. Yep. That's what she has. I'm trying to remember what I'm doing, but I know sooner or later I will find it to be able to give y'all the information. And you know what happens? This happens all the time. You have information about the business. You can't find the information. And, to me that's crazy. I can't find it. But I know I will find it. Information. Because, like, she did, you know, as far as the favors go, she did a great job. But the thing is, you know, when you do candy apples, it's big apples, not small apples. So these are, you would say, giant apples that she covered in chocolate, right? These are giant apples she covered in chocolate. And, like, I like apples, but giant apples are different. And I think she also did chocolate, you know, the pretzels with the chocolate-colored pretzels, but in the colors of the gender reveal theme. So, yeah. Let's see if anybody has joined us and if they want to promote their business. If you are tuned in, what I need you to do, is press the 1 that lets me know you want to go live and promote your business. You need the number to call in. It's 845-277-9356. That's 845-277-9356. The station has a new number, so if you are familiar with the station, you probably remember the old number. The station has a new number. Yep. And I'm trying. No one's on the board, so we, you know. But, yeah, so let me see. It was nice. No, it's not, you know. And she was hired because she did such a great job at the gender reveal. She got hired again for the baby shower.
So there will be more. There will be more of the same, maybe the same treats, but more of the same treats and stuff like that at the baby shower. And I know she has an Instagram, and I'm going to see if I can find her on there so this way I can give you information. And let's see here. So yeah, her name is Michelle. I think I found it. It is called Shell's Creative Creations. I found the information on Instagram. So this is how you can find it. Go to Shell's Creative Creations on Instagram. It says event planner and unique decor for all occasions. We'll listen, we'll style for all inquiries. And it says email shellscreativecreations@hotmail.com. And excuse me, y'all. What I've seen a lot of event planners do, like if it's for a birthday party and the person, you know, drinks alcohol, and they want to give away, you know, the little bottles of alcohol, they might want to give it away as a party favor to their guest. I've seen event planners decorate the bottle. I've even seen cake decorators do it where they'll make the person, whatever their favorite alcohol is that they drink, be it Hennessy or whatever, they'll put it on top of the cake, but they'll decorate the bottle to make it look more fancy. And I think that's a good idea for those who want to give, you know, little bottles of alcohol away as a party favor. You can have the whoever your event planner is, they can decorate the little bottles and say happy 50th if it's somebody's 50th birthday party. You wouldn't give away little nips of alcohol at a baby shower or gender reveal. That's not what you give as a party favor. But like a person's birthday, yes. It's okay to do that for a person's birthday. Or even if you don't decorate the bottle, that whatever you put it in is, you know, is decorated and it says happy 50th or such and such's birthday. So I'm on her page and I'm looking to see. Okay. So this is a creation, either a gender reveal or a baby shower. It's a topper that you can put, I guess, on a cake. It looks like a chocolate bunny with a baby laying on the chocolate bunny with its thumb in its mouth. Yep. And remember I said, you know, the candy, the apples covered in the chocolate. Whatever your theme is, you can make it that color. Yeah. You can make it that color. Let's see here. Let me check again. I'm going to check again. No. So, yeah. It's Shell's Creative Creation at hotmail.com. Go to her Instagram. Look at what she has as far as what she does. And if you like it, you know, contact her. And, you know, for you have to be in New York. I would say, I'm not going to say tri-state area, because unless you're real close to New York, then I would say, hey, you can use her. I would say if you're in the New York area, you can use her. If you're close to New York, like, you know what I'm saying, then I'll say, yeah, you can use her. You can get to her to get your items. Or because what I've seen through the pictures, what I've seen visually with my eyes, she does do great work. Now, I love chocolate. Like I said, I like apples. But I don't know if I would want the big apples covered in chocolate for an event, because even though she made a lot, some people took some home and you know, and they ate it, but there was some left over. And it's like, if you're not a person who eats apples like that, you're not going to eat that right away. It's going to wind up sitting. It's going to wind up sitting in your fridge for a while. If you're not really a chocolate eater, it makes no sense. You understand what I'm saying? But for a party, yes, it makes sense. But if you're doing an event at your home and you're not really an apple eater, I wouldn't advise getting that for your event. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't advise that. But, yeah. So another business I wanted to share with y'all. Let me pull up. It's two businesses I wanted to share with y'all. So it's the last one I was just talking about is Michelle's Creations. Let me go back to make sure it's Michelle and not, no, Shell's Creation. My bad. It's Shell's Creative Creation. And you can contact her through Shell's Creative Creations at hotmail.com. You can go to her Instagram and look at the, this is cute. She has, so she has donuts, but they're covered in chocolate, and they look like kitty cats. But on her page, it says, Mom B-Day Donuts. It's peanut butter-flavored donuts. Not a peanut butter person like that, I wouldn't suggest getting peanut butter-flavored donuts. But I know when getting these like treats and stuff for your event, it's not about your taste buds, because you're not the only ones going to be eating them, but still enough, the people you know are not peanut butter people. I would suggest getting something like that, but that is a good idea. The chocolate covered donut. You can get the same. You can do the same idea. But like, I don't like peanut butter. Can you do it in something other than peanut butter? Maybe she can accommodate you to your liking, because you may not like peanut butter, so you don't want the peanut butter. If it tasted like a Reese's cup, I would say go ahead and I would say go and do it. Now, even though it don't look like a Reese's cup, but it tasted like one, I would say do it. Say do it. Let's see here. I don't think I shared it at the last one. It was two ladies that excuse me, y'all. Let's see here. Okay, here. I think I passed it on the last one. I shared it. I did share these two on the last one. On the last one, which is the show, I think I did share this. The lady who owns the Black Mexican restaurant in Mexico. I shared that one, the last one, which is the show. And the other one, the mother and son who opened up the bookstore. I did share it with you last time. I know some of you listeners may be new. I'm trying to see, do I have anything new as far as business goes? Okay, here we go. I don't have anything new as far as, but like, I've mentioned this many times, so why I started this show is because, you know, I've seen friends start businesses, and I'm like, I have a radio station that they could promote their business on. You know, millions of people across the globe listen to this station. They can hear it, and they're like, oh, this is my kind of business, and they can go check it out and support. That's why I started this show. So, yeah. Let's see here. Another business that I've always shared with y'all is another business that I've always shared with y'all is I tell you about all these great businesses and then I forget some of them. So all my sports people and podcast you should be checking out, if you're not already, is Cameron and Mace. This podcast called It Is What It Is. This is for my sports people. This podcast is broadcast every day, and they have sports analysts come on, people who played in the sport. So, like, they have OJ come on and give his take because he's played in college football and he's played in the NFL. And they have people who have played in the NFL, who play college football, give their take on the college games, NFL games, and so on and so forth. And they give their opinions, and it's not a bad podcast. Call It Is What It Is. can catch it on YouTube. Just type in "It Is What It Is," and it should come up. It's with Cameron and Mace. And I know you're saying to yourself, two rappers with a sports podcast? You would think that they would go in the music direction, but no. I'm sure with a lot of these podcasts where you see athletes and, you know, like artists doing podcasts now, you would think, oh, they're going in the direction of, I'm an artist, so we're going to talk about the industry. No. You know, that's not, they into sports like that, so they want to talk about sports. What else? Who else is podcast? Excuse me, y'all. If you like Shannon Sharp, you can tune into Club Shay Shay. His latest one is with comedian Bruce Bruce. I just watched that earlier before the show. That was a good one. He had Tommy Davidson. He's had Chris Brown. He's had Dwayne Wade. Yeah, I think he had Tia. A lot of artists, athletes, comedians, you know, celebrities, basically. That's a good one. Think of another good, My Expert Opinion with Matt Hoffa. That is another good one. His recent one he has with West Side Gunn, who's part of Griselda. If you know Griselda, if you're a hip hop person, you know about Griselda. He's part of that clique. Even though he's doing his own thing, but he is part of that clique. He had, for all my producers out there, another episode he got running right now is he's talking to producer DR. You know, for all my producers out there, if you know who that is, you should check that out. He's dropping some info that you don't know about some jewels about the industry that you didn't know. Another one he has also running right now, he's talking to a former NYPD officer who blew a whistle on the NYPD. I remember back in the, let's say, 90s, early 2000s, and you know New York had that stop and frisk where they stop you. And they frisk you, and for some people would get arrested for because they had to make a. They were doing that to make a quota, and he spilled the beans on that. He blew the whistle on that. So yeah, Matt Hoffa's talking to that police officer, former police officer. Because I don't think he's still a police officer at this point. Things as an officer that he saw, it's like when you hear him tell his story, it's like, wow. You know, it's like that blow your mind moment, like, yeah. For all my cookers out there, my wannabe chefs, another good podcast you can check out is Smoking and Grilling with AB. And also you can check out the Smoking and Grilling Network. And you're going to get some good recipes out of each episode. Like, but he's doing it. He's like recipes. He's like, oh, I've been dying to cook this because it takes so long to cook. I'm not cooking it. But he's taking those recipes that you say to yourself, it takes too long to cook, I'm not going to cook it. He's taking those recipes and simplifying it for you so that you'll be able to cook it in no time. You know, and he's cooking those dishes that that's popular in certain states, like New York City has chopped cheese. He has an episode, and he shows you how to make chopped cheese, but he's making it his way. You understand what I'm saying? And so my cooks out there, my home cooks, chefs, you can take a recipe and make it your own way. You don't have to follow it to a T. You understand what I'm saying? If you a person that don't eat ground beef, we don't eat beef, but you like eating chili, get you some ground chicken, ground turkey. You still got chili, it's just that it's not made with beef. But usually when they do chicken chili, you know, you can use ground chicken, but when they do chicken chili, they always use the rotisserie chicken instead of ground chicken to make the chicken chili. But you can use ground chicken. If you don't eat a certain meat, you can always substitute. If you're a vegan, if you're vegan, there are plant-based meats you can substitute and make that recipe. Like I said, I've made chili with the plant-based meat, and it tastes so good you wouldn't know what. If I didn't tell you it was plant-based, you wouldn't know. That's how good it is. And always season your food. Because our recipe may say use just salt and pepper, use more than just salt and pepper. Because sometimes you can use just salt and pepper and it still tastes bland, like it has no flavor. So what you do, you get you some onion powder. The staples of seasoning you should have in your house as a person who cooks is salt, pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, adobo. For your herbs, you're going to do dry version instead of fresh. You need to have some rosemary, some basil, some oregano, parsley. If the recipe calls for parsley, you should have parsley. Even if you're using dry parsley, you still should have the parsley. Let's see. You should definitely have cinnamon, nutmeg, because you're going to come across recipes, be it a breakfasty type recipe or like if you want to make cinnamon, you want to make cinnamon roll. You say, you know what, I like pancakes, but I'm tired of just making the plain old pancake. You say to yourself, I can make myself cinnamon roll pancakes, because the filling for a cinnamon roll is cinnamon and sugar. That's all you need, and that's all you got to do is add it's more sugar than cinnamon, because cinnamon is too, it will overpower if you put too much cinnamon. But you look up a cinnamon roll recipe, and you say, okay, it says use this much cinnamon to this much sugar. You say, okay. So now you turn it into pancakes. So you put that into your pancake mix. And now you got cinnamon roll pancakes. And instead of using syrup, you can make you icing like you would for a cinnamon roll and put it over your pancake. And there you go, cinnamon roll. Like, you with recipes, they're not really complicated. The recipes are not really complicated, but if you're a person who's never cooked anything in your life, yeah, it's gonna be like mumbo jumbo to you. Yeah, it's gonna be like when I went to culinary school, even though I know how to cook a little something, like eggs, you know, making eggs and all that stuff, you still want to learn how to cook other stuff, you know, like those other types of meat. You want to learn how to cook other types of meat because, like, steak is not hard to cook steak. Not hard to cook a steak, but for other meats like venison and for other meats, is, you know, you don't cook it the same as you would cook a steak. You can overcook it, because some of the meats that we eat don't have fat. So being that it don't have fat, you can dry out the meat, and then by you drying it out, it's not tender. So you're making it tough. When you overcook, you're making it tough. And, like, these recipes are not hard, because you can Google easy recipe how to make chicken noodle soup, and you can follow that recipe. You don't eat chicken, but you eat turkey. They sell turkey breast in the supermarket. You don't eat chicken, get you some turkey breast. Cut it up like you would the chicken and cook it like you would the chicken and put it in the soup. I think Progresso has a turkey noodle soup. And it has celery, carrot, egg noodles, chopped up turkey, a broth. You know, there's some people that say, oh, I can't, I don't know how to boil you water. It's not hard to boil your water. You just put water in the pot, turn the flame on, make sure it's not a high flame, because if it's a high flame, it'll boil you quick, and because it's on a high flame, it'll boil you out faster. You put it on medium. And I get, you know, when you hear them say medium heat, what does that mean? Medium heat. So when you turn the flame all the way down, that's a low flame, right? That's low. And you go a notch up. I would say two notches up. If you go a notch up from low, that's medium low, right? And then you go another notch up, that's medium. That's a medium flame. There's a such thing as high flame, a medium high flame, where it's still kind of a little high, but not really high, that you can cook. So you parents out there, please teach your kids the basics, the cooking the basics, like eggs, bacon, chicken, hamburgers, hot dog, like the basics, so that you teach them how to cook those things, so that your child is hungry and you got hamburgers, you got hot dogs in the house, they can fix that for themselves. There might be a day you don't feel like cooking, because I have those days where I don't feel like cooking. So if there's hamburgers or hot dogs in the house, that's what I do. I make them. You see, in my household, if there's fries, we're eating with fries. If I'm making hot dogs and there's beans, there you go. You got Frank's and beans. You get you some buns. If you ain't got no buns, use regular bread as your bun. Put the beans on top, as like the beans on your hot dog, like a topping, and you're good to go. You know, teach your kids the basics. stuff that they don't have to, they don't, stuff that they wouldn't need a knife to have to cut up. Right? Teaching those basics. Because I'm telling you, if they ain't going to have it all the time to where they could order out because they can't cook. Because the way the prices are going up on the stuff, that restaurant, food for the restaurant is going to be way expensive. Yep. So, yeah. Check to see. Join. Yeah. That I have food pics posted, and it says Dita's Kitchen. Well, I love to cook, and I take dishes that we normally have, that we normally make, and I make it my way. Like, I made Alfredo with shrimp, like 2 weekends ago. What am I going to eat? I'm hungry. What am I going to eat for dinner? Because on Saturdays, I don't cook on Saturdays. Sometimes on Friday, you know, I may not cook because my nieces and nephews are here. And they like pizza, so we order pizza, so I don't have to cook. But, like, on Saturdays, I really don't cook. And I take what's in the house, give me a lot of it. Like, I found some shrimp in the freezer. I took those shrimp and made a meal out of it. I had some heavy cream. I had some Parmesan cheese. I had some pasta. I took the pasta, made the sauce, made the Alfredo sauce, and I had shrimp Alfredo. And I made enough that I can share with the people in the household. Right? And so that was dinner for Saturday, shrimp Alfredo. And what I do is when I make a dish, like depending on what the meat is in the house, I sometimes get creative and say, you know what, I'm just going to freestyle it, make up a dish, and that's going to be dinner. And then what I do is I might take pictures at once I put the whole plate together, or I may take pictures showing you, or a little video showing you step by step or what's in the meal. And last Friday I made chicken Alfredo. I had some chicken breasts. I cooked them, cut them up, and made Alfredo, chicken Alfredo for dinner. That Thursday I did pepper steak. And then I did pepper steak. And you can see, like, I take pictures of it. If I don't show you step by step, when I make my plate, I'll take a picture of it and tell you what it is and what I use to make this dish. And I know on TikTok, there's a video that went viral of the guy making lasagna soup. And I made basically the same thing he made, but I don't call it lasagna soup because it's not a soup. It's not a as soup. I call it stovetop lasagna. And there's some dishes that I make that are my favorite that I love to make. And, you know, I do Salisbury, like when I'm trying to figure out what to make, and I'm like, I don't want to make this. I already, you know, you don't want to keep I don't want to keep making pasta, but sometimes pasta be the go-to because it's something you can cook quickly and that can feed everybody in your household when you got a lot of people. Yep. Feed a lot of people when you got a lot of people. So, you know, I just, Sunday dinner, I made spaghetti and sausage. But instead of using the sausage in the casing, I use the sausage out of the case. So just like you make sauce, ground meat, and you make your meat sauce, I did the same thing, but with sausage. And sometimes, when I cook, I may make pork chops, might be some pork chops left over, or I may make chicken, be some chicken left over. I'll take the chicken meat off the bone. If there's pork chops left over, I'll take that, cut it up, make a gravy, mix it with some rice and some vegetables. You got a one-pot meal right there. if we have the roasted chicken, and if there's still left over, there's still chicken left over, I take that chicken and make soup out of it. You know, I take it and I make my version of soup out of it. You know, like when you get chicken noodle soup out of the can, it doesn't have potatoes in it. It has carrots, has celery, the broth, the meat, the egg noodles. And when I make soup my way, I put potatoes, I have the mixed vegetables, the meat, the noodles. Yeah. I remember watching Rachel Ray. And she was like, she made a soup, but she said that it's like a stoop, because it was a soup, but it was hearty like a stew. So you know when you make beef stew, you know that the gravy or the sauce that the beef sits in, you know it's not really thick, but it's kind of thick. So she was like, yeah. So you make a soup like that, you call it. She was like, it's a stew because it's thick like a stew. It's hearty like a stew, but it's a soup. And when she said that, I was like, oh, I like that. I like that. And it's like you put stuff in there that, like chicken noodle soup, it doesn't have potatoes in it, because even when you buy the canned version, there's no potatoes in it. It's just the meat, the broth, and the noodle, and I think carrots, celery, yep, you know, I made stewed beef. We had That's in that same week that I made the chicken Alfredo, we had stew beef one day. And so I was like, I'm not going to do beef back to back. That's why Thursday I made the pepper steak. Yeah. And we had And you make it your, like, when they tell you, oh, You saute it in the pan with, you know, with some oil, put the flour on the meat, because that flour that's on the meat is also going to give it a crust. You know, have a crust on the meat. And then also when you add the broth to it, it's going to thicken up the broth because of the flour. So it's not runny. It's kind of, you know, kind of thick but not runny. So, yeah. Yeah, tune into the Promotion Business Show on World of Sound Radio with your girl, Ms. Kiko. We do this every third Wednesday every month. The next one is in November. And that date is, because I have my calendar, I'm going to give you the date. We are in October. November is the 15th. November 15th is the next promotion of the show. And then December is the 20th. December is going to be on the 20th. November is the 15th. And that's where you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, artist, anyone with something to promote can call in to 845-277-9356 and promote what you got going on. That's right. Promote what you got going on. It doesn't matter what your business is. If it can be promoted, you can call in and promote it. Think because, oh, I'm a party promoter, I can't call in and promote that I do parties. Yes, you can. You're an event planner. You can call in and tell us about your event planning business. Yep. If you're a person, let's say you're a person that fixes laptops, you can call in and say, I fix electronics. You can call in and say where you're located, how people can reach you. You can do all of that. Yep. As long as it's something that can be promoted, you can call into the show. If you're just starting your business, be it a clothing business, like, let's say you're trying to be a PR person. You just started your PR firm. You can call in and say, my name is so-and-so. This is the name of my PR firm. Yep. Give out all the information. And if somebody's looking for a PR person, they can call you. Give the number out, the business number, the business email, the website if you have one. For those of you planning on starting, you can, there's a site that I use that you can build the website yourself. And it doesn't cost you anything. But with that same site, you can also have them build it for you. Tell them what you want, and they will build it for you. But it's good if you build it yourself. Because you know exactly how you want it, and you know that there's not going to be any mistakes when you're doing it. And if there is, you can fix it. You can go in and edit and fix what needs to be fixed. And you just pay them monthly to host the website. And get you a domain name. And to get a domain name would be expensive, but it's not. Go find you a reputable site, pay whatever the price, you know, a nice whatever price they charging. It's not like I pay for my domain name. It was only $10. I was like, paying nothing. I'm thinking it's gonna be more than, but it you pay that monthly. And because of inflation and stuff, it might go up. Price might go up because of inflation and stuff. But you can afford 10 to keep the website going. You know what I'm saying? You can afford 10. No, you can afford 10. And that's how I use Wix. And if you're in the entertainment media business, you want to do a podcast, there are different podcast sites that you can use for your podcast. So if you're going to do it where they see you visually, there's StreamYard that you can use. And they have added new, they have recently added new features. So check out StreamYard. That's if you want to do a visual, if you just want to do audio. I use Anchor when you want to just, and Anchor also has where you could do video as well. That you can record yourself on video and then go to your Anchor account and upload your video, and they will be able to see you visually as well as hear the audio. And if you're a person who's thinking about doing a podcast, you have to think about what do you want to talk about. It has to be something that's going to grab the people's attention, the one that's on it in your podcast. Yep. It has to be that, because you don't want to have a podcast where there's millions of podcasts talking about the same subject as you. I know that even though there's other podcasts talking about that subject, you can give a different perspective, but you want your podcast to stand out, so you want to talk about something different. Like, my podcast is called, which I haven't done episodes in a while, is Speaking Freely with Ms. Gitgo. It's on Spotify. It's on different podcast platforms, and that's just me speaking my mind, whatever comes to my mind. Something that happened in the news, like that six-year-old boy who got killed by the landlord, him and his mother, got attacked, but he died by the landlord because they were Palestinian. Like, this is an innocent little boy. An innocent little boy was killed because he's Palestinian. And you hear people say this a lot, that racism is not learned, it's taught, meaning that someone is teaching a child or another person to be racist. You're not born racist. Because when you're born, you don't know color. You don't know color. You know, Bruce Willis said it perfectly when he was talking to Shannon Sharp. Say, yeah, you can sit a white child and a black child in the same room and they will play with each other. But no problem. He said his former manager, who was white, his manager said to his son, you know, were the same age, so they became friends. And he said that the white manager told him that his son said, is Antoine, I think that's what Bruce Willis said his son is. I know it's with an A. That either Antonio or Antoine. He's like, he's my cousin. He's like, He's like, no, he's not your cousin. He said he's your soul brother. That's what the father said to the son. He's your soul brother. It's like you're teaching your kids to be racist for what? Because teaching your kids to be racist is setting them up for failure. That's how I see it. Teaching your kids to be racist is setting them up for failure. Black people can't be racist, so there's no reverse racism. We could be prejudiced, but we cannot be racist. Because when you look up what the word racist means, you have to be oppressed. We black people have never oppressed white people, so we cannot be racist. Yeah. So yeah. Black people can be prejudiced, but they can't. Even teaching your kids to be prejudiced is wrong. They're setting them up for failure because when they go for a job, if you are black person being prejudiced against a white person, you go for a job, you know 9 out of 10, the person who's hiring you is going to be white for the job. There's not that many black-owned businesses in the field that you're going for the job for. And it may not be none in your area. You know, and teaching your child to be racist, They're gonna say the N word to the wrong person, and they're gonna get beat up. And we don't want that to happen. You know, I be on my TikTok and I see these Diamond Man videos, and he tackles subjects like that, and it's like, it just blows your mind the way people are. Are you only somebody because the color of their skin, but you go to tanning salons to get your skin the color of a black person's skin? You go to plastic surgeon to get your butt done like a black woman. You understand what I'm saying? Someone said, I can't remember how the saying goes. I can't remember the saying, but it's like, you don't want our blues, meaning that all the good stuff that's happening to black people, you want that. You admire that. But all the bad stuff, you don't want to deal with that. And it's like crazy. So let's check here. So if you say to yourself, you know what, I'd be wanting to call in and promote my business, but I be busy and can't do it. So this is what I'm saying to all you entrepreneurs, business owners, artists out there who still but can't make it to the show. You can always email me at goldstarting2010@gmail.com. Right? And you can email me all the info about your business, about you as the artist, and I will read it on air to the masses of people that are tuned in to the show. So say, like, if you just open the restaurant, you can send me your name, the name of the restaurant, where it's located, if it's, you know, what kind of food you sell there. You understand what I'm saying? And then I will promote it. And then, you know, people tune in, they listen. And you want to know something? What's so great about doing these shows on my radio station is that every show is archived. So that's just, let's say someone may not tune in tonight. Let's say 2 weeks from now, somebody tunes in and goes, oh, there's a new restaurant in my area? Let me go check it out. And then and they come to your restaurant, you say to them, well, how did you hear about the restaurant? And they say, well, I listened to the promotion business show, I was starting the radio. And then you say to yourself, well, I did that months ago. That's what's so great is when you come on here, you tell us about your business. These shows are archived so that when people go back into the archives and listen, and they're hearing about your business for the first time, they can still support. They're still gonna go and support you. Now, there might be some businesses that you heard listening to the archives that may not still be in business. So I would advise you to Google the name of the business to see if it's still in business before you go wanting to spend your money with a business. If it's a restaurant, check out Google the name or go to Yelp, see if they're on Yelp, check out the reviews of the restaurant. Because even though we promote it here, I don't want people to, I heard about it through Rosa Starr on radio, thinking like we are big supporters of the restaurant. If I don't live in the area, that means even though they're promoting their business, if I don't live in that area, that means I've never eaten there. So, like my homeboy, good friend of mine named Omar, who's a chef, who went to the same culinary school. He has a restaurant called Table Number 2 out in Detroit. He's from Michigan. He always posts in pictures of what they serve, and it looks delicious. I'm not from Detroit. I've never been to Detroit. Well, I've been in the airport of Detroit, of Michigan, been to the airport, but I've never been to his restaurant. Yes, we are cool. We are peoples, and I will support his, broadcast his restaurant. Being that I'm not from Detroit or Michigan, I can tell you the name is Table Number 2, and you can go look it up if you're in the Detroit, Michigan area. And you can look it up, look up the Yelp reviews, Because even though that's my friend, they'll need to check it out, the reviews. Because I don't want you going there just because I said the name of the restaurant and then you have a bad experience and be like, but I listened to her talk about it on Rose Star Radio like it was a good, no. Food that he posts does look good. I would eat it. But I don't live where he lives to go check out his restaurant. And if you're in the Detroit, Michigan area, you can go check it out for yourself. And if the food is good, next time there's a promotion business show, you can say, hey, I just tuned in. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I checked out Table Number 2, and the food was delish. You can call in and say the food was good at the restaurant. He also just opened at the stadium. I'm not sure if it's Great Legs Burger something. But it's at the stadium. I'm not sure if it's at the stadium where the Detroit Tigers play or where the Detroit Lions play, but they have a burger spot there. If you like burgers, when you're at the game, go check it out. If you heard me mention it on here and that's why you went, because you were in that area and you went, good. You can always, the next promotion business show you call in, say I heard about it. I checked it out. The food was good. If I mention any restaurant, if a friend or family member opens a restaurant and I mention it on here because I'm promoting it, because the what the show is for your business, I'm promoting the business. If you go try it out, right, and the food was okay or the food wasn't all that, but you heard about it through listening to this show, you can always call in on the next show and say, I listened to your show, you mentioned this restaurant, I checked it out, food wasn't all that. Like, there might be new restaurants in my area. You may live in my area. And I may mention a restaurant just to promote, you know, promote their business, to get them some, you know, get them some customers. And you may have listened and you go and you check it out. You didn't like the food. Like then, like I said, the next time you're on the show, you can call in and tell us your review on how the food was, because I'm just letting you know because it's in the area. And, you know, it may be good. So, yeah. If you are a restaurant owner, you're in the tri-state area, that is New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and you want to tell us about your restaurant, the type of food you sell, how long you've been cooking, or if you are really a chef, how long you've been a chef. People who open restaurants, they've never been to a culinary school in their life, but so grateful at their restaurant because they learn how to cook at home. That brings me back to what I was saying earlier. This is what I was saying to your parents, teach your kids. I would say start at I would say start at five teaching your kids how to cook. Yep, I said so. No one has called in, but I still was promoting. So I'm going to end the show early. I appreciate you for always rocking with your girl. Keep rocking with your girl. That was the starting radio. And what I want you to do is support your girl by going to our online shop, our online stores. You can go to roadtostardommerch.com. That's the Road to Stardom store, merch store. Any item brought from there helps us keep the station going. And also our other store is the Black Oak Forever store, which is spelled BLAKOKE Forever. That's BlackOakForever.com. And that store is part of the foundation, the Black Oak Forever Foundation. Any items purchased from that store, it helps raise money for the foundation. Yep. And if you just want to make a donation to help keep the station going, or the donation to the foundation, and use Cash App, just put $ Road to Stardom. For the foundation, you're going to put $BOF Foundation. Make sure in the notes section, when you're in the notes section, let us know that's a donation to the station or a donation to the foundation. Yep. And if you use PayPal, you're going to go to paypal.me/roadtostardom. And the same thing, you're going to go in the notes section. Let us know it's a donation for the station. Because, you know, people send money you know, when I see it, I'm like, why is this person sending, not thinking it's a donation to the station, but I'm going to be like, why is this person sending me money? For the foundation, you're going to go Black Oak Forever, paypal.me/BlackOak Forever. Now, Black Oak is spelled BLAKOKE. And you're going to put that in. You're going to go, you're going to put in the notes section, donation to the foundation. If you want to help the many initiatives, if you want to make a donation for the many initiatives we have the Help a Teacher Initiative. We also still have the Help an Artist Initiative. And the Help a Teacher Initiative is just you making a donation, and we're pooling the money to help the teachers get the supplies they need to teach the kids school year. And we're starting out with schools in our area. So we're going to start New Jersey, help a New Jersey teacher. Then we're going to hit New York, help a New York teacher. And I'm also doing that initiative with Six Eyes, the Six Eyes Radio. And he's going to do teachers in his area. He's from Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. And we're going to go through Ohio and, you know, teachers we see in our area. Going to take the money, going to get the supplies they need. It's going to be shipped to the teachers. And with the Help an Artist Initiative, because we want to help an artist put a single out, a single or two, depending on how many donations we get for that initiative, we want to help an artist put a single out, because it's not cheap to put music out. It's not. And so we want to help with that. So when you go to either PayPal or Cash App, in the notes section, you're either going to put a donation for the foundation, or you're going to put the name of the initiative that you're making a donation for, be it Help a Teacher, Help an Artist, Domestic Violence, Bullying. You're just going to put the name of the initiative and say this is what the donation is for. And like I said, any donations made by, is to help, is going to the foundation. If you're doing the Cash App for the Black Oak Forever Foundation, then it's going, that's where it's going. If you're doing it for World of Stardom, is your donations helping keeping the station going? Because, you know, I would hate to have to come on here and say, well, appreciate you. This is the last show being broadcasted through World of Stardom Radio. You can always catch all our shows in the archives. I know a lot of y'all would hate for me to do that, because a lot of you artists out there don't have other stations and are not knocking at your door to play your music. And World of Stardom is playing your music, and now you don't have, because World of Stardom is shut down, you don't have no way of getting your music played now. You understand what I'm saying? So, what, like, just say donation for the station, or this is the initiative. Stores that I mentioned, that it does the same. Either way, it helps out. Yep, and you, either way, you help out. Trying to think what else do I want to mention. So, yeah. Like I said, the next promotion business show is November 15th. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 9 p.m., so mark that on your calendar, November 15th, 9 p.m. The show is a two-hour show, so it's best that you call exactly at 9 p.m. because we are, what, 10:26 right now, and we're ending early. I would hate for you to call and I've ended the show early and you didn't get a chance to promote. That's why you got to call in early at 9, because you never know when I'm going to end the show. And some, you know, I might have to end the show early, and you may call in and notice that there's no show anymore. So, yeah. Third Wednesday of every month is when we do this show. So the next one is December. After November, next one is December 20th. So you mark that on your calendar and you put promote your business show. You abbreviate it, promote your business show. You abbreviate it, put it on your calendar so that you know that even if you can't make it, that you can always email us your information and we will promote it for you. So, yeah. The next show I have for you is the Indie Experience, where you get nothing but the best in indie music. And that will be at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I appreciate you. I'm going to say peace, one love, bye-bye now.